Etienne, wat het gebeur?
Sy het colon rectinal kanker gekry.
En hoe lang daarna sy oorlede?
Seker about so 4-5 maande.
Dit was baie vinnig.
So, haar naam?
Elmarie.
So Elmarie is gediagnoseer met die kanker. Paar maande later is sy weg en dit is ek kan maar nie indink nie.
Dit is nogal hard.
Dit is baie moeilik geweest. Sy mens se lewe verander as ek reg.
Ja nee, baie. Ek moet ook maar leer om 'n bietjie 'n ma te wees intussen, hè.
Ek wil net sê, jy weet jou lewe verander in soveel aspekte. Eerstens met jou vrou mis, tweedens moet jy nou ook ma speel. Klein dogtertjie en nog 'n vrou wees en goeters. Hoe het julle omstandighede op daai stadium verander?
Wel, eerste het ons blyplek verloor.
Hoe so?
Want ons het by Elmarie se boetie hulle gebly in hulle flat en toe sy nou oorlede is, toe moes ons nou maar trek ook.
Waarheen trek julle toe?
Toe gaan bly ons in 'n karavaanpark. Van daal vir dinge maar net skeef gegaan. Plek het afgebrand, ons alles verloor wat ons gehad het.
Dis verskriklik. Ek is so jammer. So
reg, dankie.
Firstly, you had to deal with obviously the loss of your wife. All the realization sets in. You need to step it up. You lost your place where you stayed with her brother. You had to move into the caravan park. The caravan burns down. How did that happen? That is
the fridges are wiring glut.
I'm so sorry. And then what then? What happened then? I mean, just is it not all the goed is nodig gehad op eenslag gebeur in jou lewe?
Toe ons nêrens omheen te gaan en as ek goed is, Bruce en sy vrou het ons gehelp. Ons bly nou by hulle.
Dit is baie gaaf van julle, Bruce. Thanks for stepping in.
Ja, enige tyd, weet jy, ek dink vir wat hulle deur gegaan het, weet ek dink enige normale mense lê doen. As jy gesien het waar hulle gebly het en wat hulle deur gegaan het toe die plek afgebrand het, was ek daar gewees. Ek was van die eerste mense wat ook al was en jy wil nie sien hoe die plek gelyk nie. So dit is vir ons regtig net 'n voorreg om hulle te help.
How do you fit into the picture?
Ons het 'n crash by ons premises vir ons bly. En my vrou ran die plek.
Okay, waar Karintjie
was daar en sy is in graad 1 saam met my dogtertjie in Bredel Laerskool. So hulle is in dieselfde klas en dis hoe ons teëgekom het met hulle.
Angel stepping in.
Ja.
Right away.
And jy sê dit was verskriklik om te sien wat oorbly. Wat was oorgewees na die brand, Etienne?
Niks. Ons het raak uitgeloop met 'n kortbroek en 'n T-shirt.
Net julle lewens.
That's it.
Maar luister, so ver as wat jy pa en ma speel, sy lyk verskriklik mooi, so jy doen al klaar 'n goeie job.
Bietjie hulp.
Was dit bietjie hulp gees? Is daar daar, Etienne, wat net veel te veel is? Wat jy net moeg is en raad op is en net hopeloos voel?
Baie keer.
Wat trek jou deur?
Hierdie prinsesie. Ja, ek het nog 'n ander dogter. Jy moet daar wees vir hulle.
Jy moet sterk wees.
Ja.
En wat doen jy as jy nie so sterk is die dag nie, as jy swak voel?
Stuur ek aan die huis en dan sit ek maar daar nie. Wendy en help myself uit.
Dan vat jy so 'n bietjie tyd vir jouself.
Ja.
Sure. I can't imagine dealing with all of that. I mean, just one aspect right there is enough to deal with. I can't even place myself in your shoes, but you probably think that you have to be strong all the time for everybody. And sometimes you're not strong towards yourself. Het moet ook na yourself kyk.
Ja, nee, ek moet.
It's so much loss for one family. It's time for us to get the angels together this morning. Herschel Jarvitz joining us. Herschel, this is too much. Good morning.
Yeah, thanks, Martin. It's a tragic story. And as a father and coming home every day to see my child and knowing what a home means to them and what a home means to the stability of a family and the role it plays in people's lives. Yeah. We decided we'd love to contribute and make their lives a little bit easier over the coming months. Mm.
You know what? I think you just said it there. When it comes to losing your wife and your mother, you know, often seen as a homemaker, all of a sudden, and Etienne said it there, he had to step it up. He needs to be a homemaker. And then, of course, they lost their home as well. You guys are not only in the game of building houses, but you make homes.
Correct.
And this is, I think, why you connected with that story, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I know it's past the season, but I think you can put your Santa hat on. So, because this is how it's going to roll out this morning. What do you have for Etienne and pretty Karine?
So we'll start youngest first with Karine. We've got a little present for you that you can enjoy and you can unwrap and you can play with when you come home from school every day. So we hope you enjoy it.
I see a big smile.
And then for... Oh,
but hold on, sorry, wait, sorry to interrupt you. I'm way too curious. When must you open that?
Can she open it now?
Sure.
Yeah, that's you can my work.
Look at me, this is not about me at all. Hold on.
I can't stand a wrap present.
No! Like, Ursel, don't do this to us, please. So, kom ons kyk wat sy geskenkie daar so binne is, Karin.
Ja, met die toukie.
Ja, help 'n bietjie daar.
Dis op.
Ek kom nog vlak groter en groter.
Oh wow.
Ooh, dis baie mooi. Ooh, 'n pophuis.
Dit is 'n Barbie stel.
Oh, Barbie. Look at that face, man. Please get a shot of that face. That is just too cute. Like the biggest smile ever. Ursula, you were saying.
And then Etienne, for your home, we have a television set so that you can enjoy some television with your family and enjoy your home time. We also have a microwave for you. So once again, just to help make the home more stable and comfortable for all of you. So we hope that you enjoy it and it adds to feeling more like a home.
Oh, nice.
And, oh, wow. And it's, yeah, he says a television set, but it doesn't look like a old telefunken to me. That looks like something really grand.
Brand new 15 inches, a big one.
It's
a
huge one.
And a microwave. Can you cook?
Yeah.
I moved.
Okay, microwave work.
Thanks, we appreciate it a lot.
That is amazing.
It's a pleasure.
Javid's helping us turn this house into a home. I love that.
And we also have, I know you're starting a new job, so we have a voucher for you so that you can make sure that you're dressed for work. And then, once again, I think just as a parent, as many of us are, making sure that Corinne continues in her school. So we're making a contribution to cover the costs of the school for the next year, so that Corinne has a place to learn and grow and develop. And then I think lastly, just because, you know, life, as you know, throws many curves at you, we've also put together an amount of money to be used over the year for whatever else comes up. So just once again, not only for today, but just over the next year, to make sure that your home feels like a home, that Corinne is at school and growing, and that you have in some small way a sense of stability, and it takes away some of your stresses.
Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. It's our pleasure.
That is most kind of you, Jarvis. Thank you so much. A total contribution to make you, to give you a break, man. And to give you a good start to this year, the total value of 50,000 rand that they're going to assist.
Thanks.
And I think what you've done this morning on behalf of Good Morning Angels, Herschel, is just add a bit of hope and some smiles on her little face, which I think is amazing.
Thanks, Mark. It's our pleasure.
Die dinge wat julle doen is net amazing. Baie dankie wat julle vir almal doen.